is Brian. Who's on the call so far?
Fred is present.
Hey, Fred. Who else?
I think it's just the two of us.
Just us early birds, huh?
Yeah.
So has part two of your fun drive started in L.A. yet?
I believe it started today, or maybe I think it's probably started. Yeah, we normally start on Tuesdays, not Monday.
Got it. Who just joined, please?
Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. We're waiting for three more before we have a quorum. Who's that, please?
Yeah, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
That takes us to four. Joseph, who's that, please?
Tony.
Hey, Tony. You're number five. Joseph, do you have figures on how KPFT's spring fund drive went?
Not in front of me, no.
Okay. Who just joined, please?
R. Paul.
Hey, R. Paul. You are number six, sir, and your presence means we have both a secretary and a chair. So, and Fred, you're here to stream us, right?
Correct.
Why don't you take us on the stream and we'll get the party started.
You're live now.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of June 21st, 2016. My name is Brian Edwards Tiegert. I'm the committee chair. And I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay, Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov. Joseph Davis.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Eileen Rosen.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay. Going back, Adriana Kasanov. Serene Roberts. All right, that's nine. We have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I sent out a draft agenda just about an hour ago. Hope you all got a chance to look it over. It's the same format we followed at our last regular meeting. Can we get a motion to approve it?
Adriana?
Novick moves approval. Does anyone wish to propose any amendments? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved, and our first item is minutes approval. The first set we have is the minutes of our May 4th meeting.
We approved those at the May 17th meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you for correcting me. So then the first minutes we have are the minutes of our May 17th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Thank you, Adriana. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of May 17th? Hearing no changes, are there any objections to the minutes of May 17th? Hearing no objection, those minutes are now approved. And we are on to the CFO report.
No, we have minutes from May 31st.
Oh, thank you, R. Paul. Okay, can I get a motion on the minutes of May 31st?
I'll move to approve the minutes of the May 31st meeting, the public session of the May 31st meeting.
Thank you, R. Paul. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of May 31st? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the minutes of May 31st?
I'd like to abstain, so I object.
Okay. R. Paul, can you call the roll on those minutes?
Okay. Second. Okay. The motion is to move the approves the May 31st minutes. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts. Eileen Rosen.
Yes. Excuse me.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, 6-4-0 against 4 abstentions.
Great. Minutes are approved. We're now on to the CFO report, and we'll follow the same format we have in previous meetings. 10 minutes for the report, 10 minutes for questions only, then 10 minutes for discussion, during which you can still make questions. We just don't want the discussion to get in the way of the information seeking. So, Sam, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Brian. And good evening, everybody. I had given a written report to the members, so I will follow that report. And the first item is the fiscal year 14 audit. So now the audit is winding down. The auditors are conducting their last-minute processes. They had sent out a management letter to all the stations, the general managers, stating their deficiencies that they have observed during the fiscal year 14 audit, and have asked for the comments. So I think most of the comments should be under preparation at this time. And the other thing that they had asked for is an update on the legal issues. So that also has been provided. And I think that should also be complete soon. The process would be that once this management letter is complete, then the auditors will meet with the management, and then they will discuss about the deficiencies. And then they will also update the audit committee. But the biggest hurdle that we are facing in the completion of the audit or the issue of the audited statements is that we have an outstanding fee for the say in the tune of about 67,000. And I had attached an email that I had received from Grant Lam, that they will not be able to issue the audited statements till they receive a substantial portion of that fee. So that is one of the biggest hurdles, and that is what is preventing the moving on to fiscal year 15 audit, or some of the other critical items that are remaining, whether it may be a renewal of the insurance package or the negotiations with the Empire State Building.
Hold on a second, Sam. If you are not Sam Agarwal, please mute your phone. There's some very distracting noises in the background. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. So I was saying that this is what is kind of holding up at this time, and the payment is very urgent. Right now, the National Office does not have that money. So even if I had, say, maybe even 50% of that money, I would approach the auditors and kind of try to negotiate a deal to move forward. But at this time, it is held up. So let me move to the cash flow issues. And those are very important and urgent. And one of the most important items there is WPFW. You have seen the income statement. Year-to-date loss is coming out to be about $244,000. Which effectively means that, say, we are cash short by the same amount. So they have not been able to pay the bills for about the same amount. The biggest shortfall there is that they owe about $150,000 in central services, which is impacting the national office finances quite bad. The other troubling factor that I had pointed out last time also, that they ran out of the money and then they had to use the restricted grants. That money has also been kind of depleted now. So in future, that recourse is not available. And as per the cash flow that I'm seeing, it is most likely that that they will run out of money somewhere in July. Because as per the latest report that I have received about the fund drive, it was about 67% of the target, of the goal. They had a goal of about 350,000. And if we discount that, the fulfillment rate, by about 20%, then effectively we will be collecting about close to 175,000 to 190,000 about. I don't want to throw too many numbers, but it will be just sufficient to say that because of the backlog of payments that already were there, it will probably be sufficient to just carry on for about a month or so. So that is something that I would like the committee members to know. And as we discuss the finances later on, the second station that is having difficulty is the WBI. It has been in difficulty for last several years, and it has been kind of lurching from one fund drive to another fund drive. And I may mention here that what happens is that, say, before a fund drive happens, they are so far out in outstanding payments that as soon as the money comes in, basically they have to pay their old bills. So by the time the money is fully realized, they are already kind of running in the backlog to make current payments. And that is what is happening at both the stations, WPFW and WBI. Surprisingly, WBI is in a little better shape as compared to PFW, because if you see the outstanding statement, it is only 50,000 owing to the national office, and is pretty much caught up with the current bills. Let me move on to PRA. Because the consequences are when the stations are not able to make the central services payments, PRA and national office is hit very hard, because mostly these two units are dependent on the central services. And you must be knowing that the PRA has gone through some staffing cuts and some pay reduction. And even then, I am not sure how the money will be coming in, because when the other stations are struggling on their own, it will be very difficult for them to make payment for the central services. So that is something we have to watch out for. But I will go a little further than this. I will say that, say, the PRA operating model is broken. We have to look into this, and we have to figure out how we can expand the scope, or how we can leverage the resources so that, say, we can attract some external revenue. And again, I will expand on this a little bit later. I would like to mention that until now, KPFA has been doing well, but in the recent past, they are also struggling, and they have given a notice to their union that they would like to negotiate. They are falling short of about 200,000 or so, and that's not a good sign, because they are, I think, planning for a mini drive. So overall, what is happening is that because of this situation, national office is having a serious cash crunch, and we are just managing to pay those bills which are very, very urgent and very critical. I would consider fiscal year 14 audit also to be very urgent, but we don't have the surplus money at this time, and because of the timing of the receipt of the central services is so uncertain. So now we have to kind of plan for, say, 15 days or 30 days in advance, and just to conserve cash to make the payroll or the healthcare premiums. And that is kind of causing more disturbance. So in the light of this background or this backdrop, I would say that right now I am not seeing the management to be ready to cope up with the situation or to confront this situation. If the estimates are saying, and barring any kind of windfall gains, if WPFW and WBI are not able to meet their payroll or their health care, then what is the action? What is the plan in place? And I'm not finding any plan, any credible plan to be thought and to be put into action. The reason why I say that at least a 30 days notice is required under most of the bargaining agreements, and the union has to be informed well in advance so that they can explore different options. That is something that I would recommend that should be taken up by the management as soon as there's an acknowledgement that there will be a cash shortfall. Let me move on to my recommendations portion, and I will be very brief on this. What is quite disturbing is that because we are not seeing a proactive action to turn around the operations, we are resorting to the default option, and the default option is cost cuts, the staffing cuts. We are seeing that in the case of WBI, they have lost the productive capacity. And unfortunately, that is going to be happening with the WBFW if we are not getting any proactive action from the management, or if we are not actively seeking how to turn around the operations. So I will stop at this point, because the other points I will expand on the financial statement analysis. So I turn it over to Brian.
Okay. I'm going to take a stack, but I want to plead with everyone who's not talking to please mute your phones. I've heard someone's alarm going off in the background and someone else heavily breathing into their telephone. We'll take a stack on questions, so if you want to go on stack, unmute yourself and then say your name, and I will write it down. Stack's open.
I have
open.
A question.
Okay, I've got Barbara. Who else?
Joseph,
who else? Okay, go ahead, Barbara. Gotcha, Fred. Go ahead, Barbara.
Just for clarification, Sam, when you're talking about management not having a plan, are you speaking just of management in the stations, or are you thinking of from the whatever management you receive from the PNB, or both?
Actually, I will not consider PNB to be the management. I will consider IED and the station management.
Okay, thank you.
Joseph, go ahead.
I've been curious, something I wanted to follow up on, because when we first started these meetings, Sam was saying he was going to get access and control of all the accounts in the network, and I haven't heard anything about that lately, and I'd just like to know if that's been completed, and if not, where are we still missing? Thank you.
So if you're referring to the bank accounts, we are in the process of having access, me being on the as a signatory on the all the accounts, but it does not make any difference in my day-to-day conduct of business, because I get various reports. I can look at them and I can very easily conclude that there's no money. Then we have to send repeated reminders to the stations to make the payments for the healthcare, and we very clearly let them know that their health insurance can expire. And if the stations are not giving the money, it is a clear sign that there's no money in the bank. But for most part, I can see the statement also, because I'm there on most of the accounts.
Fred?
Adriana?
Okay. I know that we went over KPFK's review. I believe it was May 31st. I noticed, looking at KPFK's central service payments, KPFK has been current since January. But we, from back in 2015, we have basically a $250,000 debt to central services. Is there any kind of payment? Is there any kind of plan to deal with restoring that, or? Given that KPFK is considered one of the better stations at this point?
Yeah, so that's a good point, and I wish I could have that money, because that would solve a lot of problems. But that was from 2015. Right now, the statement that you are seeing is for 2016 only, and that does not include the outstanding balance from 2015. And right now, I cannot say if they have surplus money to make that payment.
There doesn't seem to be any surpluses in any place in the network at this point. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, at this time, there's no surplus at any station.
Okay, stacks back open. I heard Adriana. Who else? All right, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, hi. You send us the outstanding balance for Central Service. I didn't receive the one from PRI, Pacifica Radio Archives. I don't know if you have that, because that is very interesting, because some stations are not paying the... I mean, sounds like some of them are, make a choice. I decided not to pay. And according to you told us that some stations don't have enough money to pay what their outstanding balance, but I think that that is not exactly what is going on, and maybe the reason is because you cannot get in March, the PMB passed that motion to give you and the executive director the option to be signatories in the accounts, and that will allow you and the executive director to know what they are talking about. I cannot, obviously, in open session mention specific issues, but we know exactly that some accounts on some stations have enough money, but they are keeping that money because they are thinking in their payroll along June and July. It's like they are making a choice which to pay and which one not to pay. And I believe that the PMB decided that a long time ago, and the foundation too, what the Central Service...
I'm sorry, Adriana, this is question time. We do have room for discussion later down the stack.
Thank you, Brian. I'm trying to make to make the statement to see if I can convey to the CFO what I'm trying to ask. You still thinking, Sam, that we don't have... Some of the stations don't have money because they are keeping it or they are selecting to keep the money to pay July salaries?
Yeah, it is true that some stations are keeping the money and not paying the central services. But I right now, it's very, although I'm hurting for cash, but right now I will not blame those stations because I can understand their psychology. They fully understand that they will be running short of money. It is not that they are hiding anything or concealing anything. It is because that they have such a big fear factor and they are running in such a backlog from the prior payments that they are holding back money. I gave you an instance of, it's not good for me to single out any station, but I can point any number of stations which are kind of holding back on this payment, and that is the reason why I had sent how the central services dollars are being utilized at the Pacifica National Office. Each dollar is spent on a right cause, and if it is not spent, basically we are seeing the consequences. But I can very clearly specify that almost I have seen all the bank statements, all the financial statements, and I'm not seeing any surplus money at any station. So having access to the bank account or not having access to the bank account is immaterial to this issue.
Or Professor.
May I finish follow up because some other people asked two or three questions. May I too have that option or not?
No one asked two or three questions, but you can follow up.
Okay.
Mike, the stack.
You say, Sam, you just in the beginning of your report, you talk of the importance of paying the auditors. And we know, we can see the amount that you send us just for Central Service, and we know that the amount is there, more than that is there, and more than that is in some of the accounts to pay for that obligation. I don't understand who's making the decision, because I understand from before that the PMB give the directions and the orders, and every employee, no exceptions, need to follow.
So
why we are not paying? I'm sorry. Let me finish. Why we are not paying the auditors, if the amount is there, because somebody is worried about their salaries in July?
So let me clarify. If what you're saying, Adriana, that say if I see, so I'm giving an example here, that if I see at KPFK 100,000 sitting in the bank, it does not mean that it is available. I am referring to the available cash. And what it means is that they are holding that money to make the payroll or other make the payment for other bills. So that is not the surplus money. And that is the reason why I'm saying that, say, having access to the bank account does not make much of a difference, because I am already seeing that money, but that is already being utilized or being earmarked for some specific purpose. So that is not available to me for audit fees.
Okay. We are at the end of the question period. You can still ask questions during discussion. I heard our Paul and Michael to the stack. Does anyone else want to go on?
Are we in discussions now?
Yeah, but you can still use your turn on the stack to ask questions if you want to. Okay, I've got our Paul and Michael. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay, well, 1 second here. Okay. Well, my first question, I have a question, I'm then going to, I have a couple questions, I guess. One, if the CFO could clarify my understanding of the situation. My understanding is that legally, payroll is the absolute highest priority legally that we have to pay. And so if a station doesn't have enough money to make its payroll, the payroll is still Pacifica Foundation's obligation, so Pacifica Foundation has to pay it. So my understanding is that if a station can't make it, it has to come from somewhere else in Pacifica, as has been happening for years. So if they are keeping enough money to pay their payroll, isn't that just, you know, not sending the money to Pacifica so that they can ask for the money back from Pacifica just to pay that payroll? That's my first part. That's just yes or no. Am I right on that?
So this is much more complicated than a simple statement I can make, because if the payroll, you're right, that say the payroll has not been made by a station, it is the topmost priority. But the problem is that if there are legal obligations also that every station has, whether it may be healthcare dues or it may be, like, say, in our case, it may be legal obligations that we have incurred in the past 2 years. So if we breach one legal issue but keep the other, which one may be more important to breach? That is the kind of situation that we are getting into. The second thing is that, say, we have to clarify this, that if the station is not able to make its payroll, then what is the action plan that is being put into place? Because that is the management issue that I'm talking about. Why is the management not taking that proactive action when it is imminent that a station is not able to make its payroll? So this this question has to be directed to the management. Why it is not, say, having a plan?
Okay. My second part is the May 31st statement here, the May 31st income statement shows a bottom line of negative $294,721. So as of May 31st, all of Pacifica Consolidated was just short of $300,000 in the red. Now, I know that we were having the on-air fundraisers through all the stations and all of that. Can you give – and we had the $550,000 a month before in the red. Can you give me some estimate of how much of the money has come in? Because it looks like it's knocked down about $250,000 of the deficit. How much more is there to come in? Have we used up like 50% of the fund drive revenue, or more or less? Because that'll give us a better idea of what we're going to see on the next report.
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. In most stations, and that is the kind of numbers I was giving with respect to WPFW, that if we take their and this is, these are rough estimates only, that if we take their goal to be 350,000, and if effectively we are taking in about 55%, then effectively we may have consumed, or we may be about to consume, most of the dollars. And that is the troubling sign. Now, when I mentioned that KPFA has given a notice to the union, it means that they have already factored in the fund drive and the projected cash outflow, and they are foreseeing that there will be a shortfall of about 200,000. So if I can give answer in this way, probably that may make more sense instead of giving an absolute number, because I don't have an absolute number.
Okay. Michael's next on stack.
Yeah, it's probably the same question asked in a different way. Is there currently money somewhere within Pacifica's various accounts to pay the some substantial portion of the outstanding audit costs so that we can get the audit completed?
So, Michael, this is the same thing. That if I take, first of all, I don't know whether I have the authority for that. The access to the account does not mean that I have the authority to take my...
I'm not asking that.
Okay.
I understand that. I'm not asking you to take it. I'm asking, is there somewhere in our accounts the money available to pay that bill? The reason I ask is that I feel like it's essentially complete that audit so we can start the next one. We have to close out the books on...
I was trying to answer that. Mm-hmm. That right now, I had frequent discussions with all the general managers, and right now I'm watching the situation very, very closely. I have a ton of financial reports in front of me, and I'm not finding a dime to be surplus anywhere. I'm not looking at the balance that is sitting in the bank. Because that would be a misstatement.
It's illusory. Okay.
That is an illusion.
Okay. So therefore, we need to find that amount of money outside of our current finances, is what you're saying, to pay the auditors. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I've got 4 minutes remaining. Anyone else to stack on discussion?
Adriana.
We've got Joseph and then Adriana. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Joseph.
I have a question that is basically this. I want to know, because it seems like we're not allowed to do advertising, we're not allowed to make any cuts, we're not allowed to do anything else to... we've had violations of our hiring freeze, and the only thing that keeps getting offered to us over and over and over again is underwriting. And I'd like to know, what are our options for getting out of this that isn't underwriting? Well, I want to know if somebody's doing something that isn't just trying to force us into underwriting. Thank you.
So, should I respond, Brian, or do you want to...
Well, I'm not sure. Was that a rhetorical question, Joseph, or were you asking the CFO to answer it?
That's a real question. I'd like to know.
Is it a question to the CFO?
Yeah, to what can we do that's not underwriting? What is someone working on that's not underwriting?
If you feel you have an answer, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, so, it'll be a detailed answer. It'll not be a very quick answer. And if you look at the bullet point in my recommendations, that is one of the things I am recommending, that the Finance Committee should have at least 3 sessions devoted to this aspect. What additional sources of revenue can we explore or can be recommended to PNB, which can be adopted network-wide? This is the most urgent and most pressing issue, and especially I'm recommending to the Finance Committee because this is a body where this discussion can happen. If we go to the PNB, there this discussion cannot happen, and then they are looking for something very finite. So so that's what they can decide and can implement or can ask for implementation. So I can when the topic will come up, I can expand on this. I have a few ideas, but it'll be a very detailed discussion.
Okay, we're in our final minute. Adriana.
I mean to the
stack. I have a motion, and I'm sending to everybody right now. And that motion, should I read it?
Is this motion time? I think that's next, isn't it?
No, we're already in the discussion section. It's in order.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That was my response to what I shared, because clearly when we have general managers that said that they don't care about the future stability of Pacifica Radio Archives because they care about their station and their salaries in July, and they owe more than $150,000 to the foundation, I think that something needs to be done. That's why I'm sending, and the money's there, and that's why I'm sending this motion. And if you want me, I can read it, but I think that we are in time for motions, aren't we? It's isn't part of the discussion that we are having. I think that this is the solution. You want me to read it?
Please, read it.
I move that the National Finance Committee, the motion is, the National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB directs the CFO to implement immediately a system to automatically debit or transfer to the Pacifica National Office bank account every month from the station's bank account the following. First, the amount of their central service and Pacifica Radio Archive payments before anything else. Two, the amount of their salaries, of the salaries and health care of their unit employees. Three, 10% of their cumulative debt for those three concepts from the previous year, in this case, FY 2015, until it pay off. After that, and in that order, the unit could use the rest of their earned revenue to pay for their other budgeted obligations. And tell me when it's time for me to...
I would like to make a quick comment on this.
Well, if we want to have debate on it, we'll have to extend time on the CFO's report. Does anyone have a motion in that regard?
So moved.
For how long, Barbara?
Let's try 5 minutes first.
Okay, the motion is a 5-minute extension. Does anyone object? Okay, we're extended until 12 past. Go ahead, Adriana.
Well, like I said before, we cannot pay for the audit, and we know that we must. If we pay for the audit, we have any option at all to receive CPB money. We cannot allow employees making decisions that belong to the foundation. No employee have the right to say which unit should survive and which one will not. The obligations, the units are all part of this foundation, but the foundation is the one that made the decisions. We cannot allow people trying to keep their own niches for their own needs, and they are deciding not to pay what they already owe. It's not up to them. That's their obligation. It's like saying that I'm not paying for what I owe to the IRS today because I want to buy a car next month. That is ridiculous, and we know it, and the money is there. That's why this is basically why this motion makes sense.
Barbara for the stack.
Yeah, I would like to go on the stack too.
Okay, yeah. It's a big
but
stack. I'm putting myself on this.
Fred.
A little while ago.
I think.
Eileen, I heard you on the discussion stack. We start a new one with the motion. Would you like to debate this motion?
No, I just have kind of a clarification question, I think. With regard to what Sam was saying a while ago, a few minutes ago.
Well, if it's a request for information, you can jump staff to make it.
Okay, can I do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, just Sam was saying the finance committee, this committee, needs to come up with ideas for raising money, but is there not a development area of Pacifica that is charged with that kind of activity? I thought the finance committee was more for oversight, not for fundraising, per se.
There is no national fundraising committee and no national fundraising staff.
I'm shocked. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. So I heard Sam wanting to be on STAC. I heard R. Paul wanting to be on STAC. I heard Fred Blair wanting to be on STAC. I heard Barbara wanting to be on STAC. I'll put myself at the bottom, though I doubt we'll get that far.
Michael.
And Michael. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, so I would be very happy to have this right, but there are practical limitations to implementation. And I cannot discuss this in the open session, so I think this should be considered in the executive session, and then I can narrate the consequences that this resolution will have, and especially in the present situation, when stations are struggling between one choice to another choice, what they should do. So those limitations should be discussed very openly before this can be even considered.
Okay, R. Paul.
Yeah. Okay, this motion calls for basically Pacifica to reach into the bank accounts and automatically debit transfers to the P&O bank account every month, central services, health, and everything else. Problem I see is that are you going to end up with overdrafts? You know, yes, we want to bring out $3,000 from, you know, Station X's bank account. Well, Station X has only $500 in its bank account. So not only are you not getting what you want, but you're probably incurring bank fees by doing it. I think that in other institutions, this would be a logical motion. I think that in Pacifica, as it currently exists, we simply can't do it. We do not have the culture. We do not have the, for lack of a better word, technology to actually make this happen. So I would have to vote against this motion.
Fred.
I sort of concur with R. Paul. The problem, this motion doesn't deal with the real problem. The problem is income not being being sufficient to pay the bill, pay your expenses, and making an automatic, it's not transferring money around from bank accounts. That's it.
Okay, I'd like to request five more minutes of extension. That should close out the stack we have. Does anyone object to that? Okay, we're extended till 18 past. Next, I have Barbara.
I agree with the two previous speakers. I can see why it's tempting from Adriana's point of view on the PNB to think that the PNB should step in and do something. But, in fact, I don't believe that it should change anything the way the CFO is directing the business now. I think that the stations do need to keep their money to pay payroll, and I think it's completely outrageous to think that you should expect stations to give up the payroll money when there is no surplus. We need to be working towards more revenue and more surplus. We need to have reserves. And I would be voting no on this.
I'm next on STAC. I'm also strongly opposed to this. I think it's a distraction from the real issue. It seems to come from the idea that all we need to manage our finances is to look at our bank accounts. And you can see what the problems are there. You take the money out, a check's already been issued, someone tries to cash the check, we've just written a bad check, which is a criminal act. Right? Not to mention overdraft fees like R. Paul. Or what if those automatic deductions mean you take away the money that a station needs to pay the power bill at its transmitter? Well, if there's no transmitter, there's no signal. If there's no signal, there's no fund drive. If there's no fund drive, there's no more money coming in ever. You can't regulate cash flow by an algorithm like this, by a hard and fast rule, certainly when you're not operating without reserves and in the kind of sad shape we are. And the real issue, which this committee knows and we've been discussing since the last budgeting cycle, is we have structural deficits. We don't have enough money coming in to pay the expenses we're committed to. WBAI has been operating at a perpetual loss. WBFW has been operating at a loss for several years. The rest of the stations are hanging on by their fingertips. So we have to have a conversation as an institution that involves hard choices. And that's some combination of cost cuts, financing, liquidating assets, or, you know, inshallah, successful fundraising strategies, but it can't be pie-in-the-sky wish lists. And until we deal with the structural deficits, like bickering over how we manage bank account balances, it's just a distraction. Michael, you're next.
I'm reintroducing my motion that the NFC recommended the PNB direct local station board members to engage in fundraising. There are a lot of the basic way we're going to get out of this is if we can improve our programming and track listings. Again, that's not going to happen next month. The things we can do next month are ask people for money. And so I have the two proposals, and I just sent the motion again, which is that it was defeated last month. I don't understand why. The NFC recommends the PNB direct all local station boards and local station board members to engage in fundraising, and it specifies two forms. One is to get assign people up as sustaining members with no premiums to make ongoing pledges for the stations, and the second is to seek no interest loans that would finance a Pacifica National Office fundraising mailing. I don't see any other ways to get more money in the door quickly than those. You're not going to write grants and get the money anytime within the, you know, like another funding cycle in February or something. You're not going to be able to write grants unless we have audited financial statements. We're not going to have audited financial statements unless we get some money in the door to pay for the audit. So I just sent that out again.
Michael, I want to clarify. Are you introducing this as a substitute to Adriana's motion?
I guess so.
Okay.
Also, just to be, I can't stand this call past with my landlord.
Okay, what's the question, Adriana?
Yes, can you tell me how that's germane from my motion? You cannot substitute with something that have nothing to do with the previous motion. I mean, this is new. Your rules.
Who's your question directed at, Adriana?
To you, that the chair.
Uh-huh. Are you raising a point of order about germaneness?
I said, I asked you if it's any change of rules, because the point of order is clear that you cannot receive a substitute motion that is something that is not germane to the original motion. Voted no if you don't want it, but you cannot substitute with something that doesn't germane from that motion.
Yeah, Adriana, I think what you want to raise is a point of order so that you can get a ruling from the chair.
You want to like a point of order? Fine. I was asking if the rules were changing, but if you want it, it's a point of order.
Yeah. Adriana, the chair doesn't act until someone raises a point of order. The way to do that is to write a point of order, not to passive-aggressively ask if the rules have changed. Your point of order is well taken. Your point of order is well taken. Let me chair. It's not germane to the original motion. It can be taken up as a separate motion after the original motion is disposed of. Okay. We're out of time on the extension. We can either go to a vote on Adriana's motion or extend again. Does anyone wish to propose to extend?
Well, point of information, so was there a point of order? Was there a ruling? Is Michael's motion on the floor?
The point of order from Adriana Kasanov was that the substitute motion was not germane to the question of the original motion. Chair ruled that the point of order is well taken. Clear?
May I move the question for Adriana's motion?
Question doesn't need to be moved. We're going straight to a vote unless there's
an
extension. I haven't heard any. Okay. Arpal, can you please call the roll on the motion from Kasanov?
All right. Okay, going up to it. Give me a second here to pull it all in. Okay, the motion is the NFC recommends that the PNB directs the CFO to implement immediately a System 2 automatically debit transfers to the P&O bank account every month from the station's bank accounts the following. 1. The amount of their central services and the PRA payments before anything else. 2. The amount of the salaries and the health care of the unit employees. 3. 10% of their cumulative debt for those three concepts from the previous year, in this case FY 2015, until it is paid off. And that, in that order, the units could use the rest of their earned revenues to pay for their other budgeted obligations. Okay, Sam Agarwal.
No.
Fred Blair.
No.
Adriana Kasanov. Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Michael Novick? Gone. Serena Roberts?
No.
Michael, is that you?
That was an abstain.
You abstain. Serena Roberts?
Abstain.
Eileen Rosen.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, it's 2-4, 6 against, 3 abstentions.
Motion fails. I would like to propose that we suspend the rules for the purposes of devoting 5 minutes to Michael's motion. I think he's introduced it twice as a substitute, and it's been shot down because people didn't like it, what it was being like it as a substitute, but I'd like us to consider it on its own merits. Does anyone object to that?
Wait a minute. Okay, let me catch this. You're making a motion to suspend the rules to
take up Michael Novick's motion out of order for 5 minutes.
Okay,
got it.
Motion to suspend the rules to take up Michael's motion for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay. Hearing none, we'll do it. I think, Michael, you got a chance to motivate it. Does anyone want to voice an objection to Michael's motion?
Yes.
I did send it in. I sent it to people as an email. Additional motion and proposals.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry, I'm not seeing it. Could we?
It says additional motions and proposals about 7 minutes ago. I got it back to myself.
Not my email.
The language is as follows. Move that the NFC recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. 1, seeking sustaining memberships without premiums. 2, seeking no-interest loans to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office. So I believe Michael motivated this before. I'd like to start the stack with someone against, if there is someone against.
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
Yes. I see that number two said, seeking no interest loans to finance and fundraising mailing by the national office. It means that, I'm sorry, but we need to recommend to the PMB to recommend to the national office to look for no interest loans?
No, both directives are to the local station board, local station boards and board members. Two methods of fundraising. One is seeking memberships without premiums, and two is seeking no interest loans, whose purpose would be to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office. The national office has plans for such a mailing and has no money to carry it out. I'm proposing that the local station boards need to help raise that money.
That's why I ask you, and I want to ask somebody else, I don't know, like a point of information too. Isn't that we cannot, the LSBs are just a standing committees of the PMB. How the local station boards and the local station board members, they are prohibited directly by the bylaws to enter any kind of loans that have to do, doesn't say no interest or interest.
It's not asking them to provide loans. It's asking them to seek people who will make such loans.
That's your point.
Seeking no interest loans. They're not providing.
No, but it means if you know someone, you put them in touch with management, and then they sign an agreement with someone who's an officer of the foundation. Not that local board members commit the foundation to a loan. That would be illegal. But your idea, Michael, is make the connection, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll amend to say seeking people who will provide, who might provide no interest loan to the foundation.
Okay. Okay. That's a change in wording.
I'll amend that. Seeking people who might provide no interest loans to the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing. I'll send that in a second.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
And then I actually have to get off the call.
Mr. Chair, do we put that in as an amendment, or do you want that in as just plug it in?
Does anyone object to making that the language under consideration? Then I like your just plug it in proposal,
right.
Our Paul.
So what it would read then would be two, seeking people who might provide no interest loans to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office.
No interest loans to the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office. That was my language.
Oh, okay. You've just sent this. Let me see if I've got it in here yet. Not yet. Okay. Seeking people who might provide no interest loans to the national office.
To the foundation.
To the foundation.
Said.
To the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office. Right.
Correct.
All right.
Is there any objection to the motion in that form with that language?
I'm thinking it's two different things, and I think thinking fast, I think I might want to move to, make that, to split one and two, so that we vote on those separately.
Well, think fast. It's a motion to divide. You're well within your rights to propose it.
I'm going to move to divide one and two, so that we will, yeah. Basically, that's it. I'll move to divide one and two.
Point of personal privilege?
Yes, Michael?
I need to go off the call to have a meeting with my landlord in 1 minute, and I'd like to record my vote in favor of both halves of the motion when it's presented.
I don't think that's legal.
Does anyone object to suspending the rules in order to count Michael's vote by proxy?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay. We're not going to put it to a vote then. I'm sorry, Michael. You can't vote while you're not here, but I think you've made your case.
I'm sorry. Can we put that to a vote? I don't see why you shouldn't be able to vote on his own motion before he leaves. It's an emergency.
I'll take my phone with me. Just keep moving.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. All right.
I'm sorry, Brian?
Yes, Serene?
That was a question.
The problem is that if the language is further amended, we can't divine whether or not he would be in accordance with or in opposition to the language.
Okay, so that his vote will count if it's not amended.
No, there's not a procedure for casting your vote in advance.
All right.
I'd like to motivate my motion to divide 1 and 2.
Oh, hold on. Is there any objection to voting on these two separately? Okay. Hearing none, we will vote on them separately. Is there any further debate on the first one, which is seeking sustaining memberships without premiums? Okay, hearing none. R. Paul, can you read the motion as it would be divided out?
Okay, give me 1 second here. I got to...
I think you're going to have to keep the prefatory sentence for both of these.
Yes, I agree. So what we have for one is move that the NFC recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. One, seeking sustaining memberships without premiums. That's what's on the floor right now.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it is approved by acclamation.
Hold on,
sorry.
I object.
Fred Blair, you object?
Yes.
You're asking for a roll call?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul, can you call the roll on that?
Okay, give me 1 second.
I have a question.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so, I mean, I understand the thrust, but we're actually going to be changing the way stations operate. In New York, for example, they do have a sustainer program, the AI Buddy, but you get a tote bag with, I forget what, maybe just the tote bag. I hear it's a nice tote bag. So we would now be asking stations to keep track of who comes in under this motion, therefore not send them a tote bag. Or any other gift, right? I mean, that would be the practical effect.
Of the board members.
I'm sorry?
We'd be asking the board members to do that.
Right, but if I talk to someone and they decide to become a BAI buddy, they go through the station system. How do we get the station to suppress some gifts and not others that people have heard from in other ways or heard about in other ways?
You know, I think that's something you would have to work out at WBAI. It is not a mandate. It's a request for board members to do fundraising.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, you ready to call the roll on this?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'll read it again. Moved that should take out moved that the NFC recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. One, seeking sustaining memberships without premiums. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
I'm going to abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Hi.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Edward Seeker.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Okay. Serene Roberts.
No. Sure.
Well, no.
Eileen Rosin.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, it's 9-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay, Al Paul, can you read the second part of the motion as it would read if adopted?
Okay, 1 second while I copy and edit. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That the NFC recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. 2, seeking people who might provide no-interest loans to the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office.
Does anyone wish to debate on this? Are you asking for the floor or just asking for a vote?
Well, I'll debate against.
Okay, go ahead, Joseph.
Again, it's like this expectation that everybody that's on an LSB is somehow some kind of a sugar daddy, whereas my whole point of being on LSD is to try to come in and do oversight and provide those kind of skills. It's not like I sit around knowing, hobnobbing with millionaires. At the same time, we're discussing these things and we talk about it. We haven't even gotten around to the discussions about investigating. We had earlier talked about investigating advertising concepts to raise money. We had previously discussed having the general managers look at the workflow at their assignments, because I know there are some places where we have excess employees and we haven't touched on those, and yet we're already. Again, this is kind of like attacking the LSB members who aren't necessarily people who are funded to do these sorts of things in the first place. So that's my objection. Thank you.
Paul, for a very fast one.
Go ahead, Paul.
I am very leery of Pacifica getting involved with any loans. We don't have a good track record with loans. Last time there was a substantial loan, it had to be turned into a donation because we couldn't make payment one on it. We just have a bad track record with this, and I don't want to see us getting involved in, even with it's, you know, supposed to be no interest, you know, you start developing bad will among major donors if you say, oh, lend us this for a while, and then you never pay them back. So I'm just too leery of this, so I'm going to have to vote against it.
Michael, in a sec.
I heard Adriana, then I heard Michael. I'll add myself at the end. Go ahead, Adriana.
No, I understand the good intentions, but we are at the same level. We are saying we cannot control. The employees are preparing their niches. They pay salaries. They make the obligation from the foundation. And we need to go there and ask people to loan us money for the only purpose. Because in my motion before was discussed exactly that. The only purpose is to be sure that the employees, that individual employees hire, receive a payment. You keep a niche. I understand the good intentions, but I think that it's not enough till we can go and tell people openly what is going on with the money, why we don't have, even being PNB, we don't have the option to ask what the heck is going, where the money is going on. How could that be that we are just a niche for employees in the meantime that we are killing this foundation? That is the point. I understand the good intentions, but good intentions are not enough if we don't govern.
Thank you.
Michael?